Allah, special, special guests are moving in the path of Allah. Whether it's jamaats that are going out right now, whether we're coming for majlis, whether the students of deen are sitting in class, they might think everybody has gone out. We are sitting, we're getting left behind. Not left behind, you've gone far ahead. They are gone far ahead. Qiyamah's day, when is the day to smile, they'll be the one smiling. We're the one smiling, alhamdulillah. You can imagine on that day of Qiyamah, who will make the istiqbal? Who will welcome them? Not Abu Huraira, who was Mashad Muhaddis of the time, studying Hadith, or Qirat, Ubay bin Ka'ab, and whichever department of deen, subhanAllah, they will be there. Those that are moving in the path of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're going 40 days, they're going 4 months right now, all in a merry and a holiday mood right now. But they're going in the path of Allah, sitting in ta'alim, going for gush, etc. Who will make the istiqbal? Possibly Abu Uwaida bin Jarrah, radiallahu anhu, Sa'di Abi Waqas, radiallahu anhu, marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan. When dunya is going one way, you're going the right way. But Sufyan Thawri will say, rahmatullah alayhi, that Mujahid wakes up in the morning, and he just calls out to the horse, jumps on a horseback, and he's got sword in his hand, and shield in the other hand, and his intention is, Ya Allah, batil must break. Falsehood must break right now. And haq must prevail. The flag of Islam must be elevated in the entire world. We can imagine now Allah's help with him, and how Allah smiles at him. Look at this Mujahid. He says, by the qasam of Allah, that young talib ilm is going in the path of Allah early in the morning to madrasa, is nothing different than Mujahid. When he wakes up and he puts on his clothing and he uses his miswak and he leaves the home with his pen in his pocket, kitabs in his hand or Quran in his hand, that's his sword and that's his shield. His intention is, Ya Allah, deen must prevail in the world. That all these avenues, Ya Allah, that are displeasing to you must come to an end. And there must be a pure environment in the world, where it's conducive to deen, conducive to iman, to a'mal.